Did you ever say who's all or who all's children?
I said, who is all these children, or who is all these young'uns?
Okay. And there's been a speech that you hadn't been able to hear. Later on, you were asking about the content of it. You'd ask someone.
What was he talking about?
How about what all was he talking about?
Yeah, probably, maybe. What all did he say, you know?
Okay. And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say, they've got to look out
for themselves.
Huh?
For themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he said, he better do it.
You better look out for him.
Well, he better do it.
Yourself.
And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around, you tell them to go ahead and...
sit down.
Okay, so you say so. Then they went ahead and they...
sat down.
And no one else was standing, you just say it all.
Sat down.
And something kind of like a pie. Maybe it's made out of apples. It's got several layers of apples and strips of dough.
Apple cobbler.
Okay. Anything else besides the cobbler?
Apple pudding. Some people say, I'm going to make an apple pudding, and they put dough and apples and all kind of goodies in there.
How's that different from the cobbler?
Basically, a cobbler, in my estimation, is just dough and the fruit. If you add anything to it, it's a pudding. You know, like other goodies, pecans, cherries, maybe not.
What would you call a sweet liquid you could pour over it?
Topping or syrup.
And did you ever hear of a deep dish pie or a family pie?
Yeah.
What have you heard?
Family pie was when they would maybe take some, like, birds, make a bird pie.
What's a bird?
Well, that's just like you used to kill these old big blackbirds and boil them and kind of do the same thing. You put the whole bird in there and strip the dumplings and top it over, kind of like a cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd say, this is a bird pie for the family, you know. Cook it enough. If you had two in the family, you'd probably put four birds in there. If you had 15 in the family, you'd put 40 birds in there and make a bigger pot.
How does it taste?
Depends on the seasoning, you know. I mean, some people like onion, garlic, real good.
If someone had a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
And food taken between regular meals.
Snacks, knickknacks.
And you'd say at 7 o'clock this morning I what breakfast?
Ate but.
And yesterday at that time I had already
eat.
And tomorrow I'll
eat.
And if you were thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water, milk.
And you say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
So somebody has done what to the glass?
Cracked it or chipped it.
Or the glass has been
broken.
And you say, I didn't mean to
break it.
Huh?
Break it.
Okay. And what would you call them? Peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself?
Vegetables.
And you grow them in a
garden.
Any special names for vegetables that you grow at home?
Homegrown.
And something that people eat for breakfast is sliced and ground up real fine.
Porridge. Some people call it porridge, I guess. They used to grind wheat, not real fine. I never eat very much of it. Grandma used to make it sometime, but